Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. I am your lead host today. And for those of you that do not know this lovely, smooth little southern draw voice, it is Andrew Bailey. And, you know, normally at this point, you hear a lot of giggles, but you probably only heard one giggle. And that is because we only have one other host with us today, but she is the extremely talented, the extremely beautiful, and the always incredibly amazing Miss Melinda Riley.
Oh my gosh. Hello. I think that's the nicest. You always give me the nicest intros every time. You butter me up.
I feel like I need to, especially with like the things that the regular listener doesn't know what you deal with us on a daily. Like, I just feel like you have earned my how nice can I be?
I love that. Honestly, you made my night. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Wow. No,
thank you for everything that you do.
Happy to do it for you guys.
All right. Well, we'll do our normal. Mel.
Yeah.
I would say let's go around the room, but do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Do I have anything I want to talk about? Well, St. Patty's is this weekend.
It sure is. Exciting.
Are you ready to go? You must be ramping
I'll
up.
The thing is, I'll be on the plane.
Oh, right. You're going to be coming back from Jersey.
I am. Which I guess would be my news. I'm going to be in New Jersey. I will.
We'll maybe see each other for 5 minutes.
That would be nice. I hope so. But the funny thing is like for all of our listeners, like if you're in New Jersey, there's a lot of people that live in New Jersey, but I'm actually not only going to be in New Jersey, I'm going to be in her town.
Yeah, literally like right next to my town, which is funny because Jersey does have quite a lot of space. It is small, but like he really could be on the other side. I never see him, but you will literally be like 15 minutes away, max. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to find a moment to at least say hello, because if we don't, that would be such a missed opportunity.
I would say I can't let this be our annual see each other thing, but it wouldn't be because I'm, you know, wedding season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Ansley had her first meltdown.
Oh, geez. You know, we were talking about wedding planning last week and everything. It's a hard time. I had many a meltdown when we had to like reschedule and replan everything like two times. I literally almost said, we're just getting on a plane and going to Vegas. I got so fed up by the end. So I sympathize.
She was ready to go to the courthouse yesterday, but it's all good. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
You know, it's one of those things that like once you get there, it makes it so worth it. But man, that buildup is like, whew, it tests your patience.
That's fair. But
it's fair. Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, my life's pretty boring. Honestly, I don't live in Florida with theme parks galore and things like that. It's cold. Jersey.
You act like I get to go to the theme parks all the time. Like, I don't know how AJ does it.
I don't either. I don't get it. Between her and Nick, Nick is constantly in the parks. I'm like, can I just be either one of them for a day? It looks like fun.
I just can't. I cannot do it at all. And I work here, so.
Yeah, that's really sad.
But I digress. Do you know what else is coming up? Not this weekend. Well, actually, you know what's coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it this weekend?
We have Selection Sunday.
Hey!
For March Madness. And do you know what that means, Mel?
What does that mean, Andrew?
It means we are coming back once again for Andrew's favorite time of year, the happiest podcast, March Madness.
I'm so glad this makes you happy.
It does.
I love that I'm the one partnered with you on this today, because I was telling him before we did this that I don't really do March Madness or understand it. So we're going to do our best.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome and fun. And, you know, we worked hard on this list.
We did. I would say you did about 90% of the work, but I was here to just say, yeah, good job. You're doing great.
Hey, everybody, you know, we had some, I don't know if I'd say supervision. We had our selection committee, and our selection committee was, well, a lot of it was me. I ran it by everybody. You know, we did that. I didn't have final say. I had preliminary say.
Yes, and
So
then
if you
I really had final say. Let's be real. No one else approved the
exactly.
list. So it was really you and me, man. We made it
It
happen.
really was. It really was. But we did come up with another new thing. You know, we've had movies, we've had music, which I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the music one.
No, we did do it though, because I believe Lion King won that, didn't it?
I thought that
Circle
won
of
the
Life
movie
or
one. Circle of Life may have won that. And then last year we did animatronics.
Was it last year we did animatronics? Because we also did restaurants at some point or something with restaurants. Look, they've all blended together in my brain at this
Maybe,
point.
I don't
So
know. They
many
really
hours
have.
of making Instagram polls and stories, they all just start to look
So
the
is this our
same.
fifth annual?
I think so. I'd have to go back to
2024,
check for
2019.
sure.
No, it's our fourth annual. Wait.
Did we
2020,
do one the first year?
2020. No, it would have been
Okay, then this is four. Then we're on four.
2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. No, it's yeah, wait. 2020,
2021,
2021,
2022. Oh,
2022,
wait, yes, so no, five.
2023. Yeah, this is our fifth one.
We can do math.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Great. It's I'm gonna be honest, y'all. It's really, really
It's
late.
really late.
So we're just gonna run with it.
We're
But
just running with it. This seems to be becoming more of a trend where we're like, yeah, it's like midnight. No big deal.
this year, we are going flat out top 64 characters. We're not doing it. It's going to be, and I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the rules. We had no more than three characters from the same movie. So I'm really, really sorry for all of our Frozen fans that wanted 14 different Frozen characters. I couldn't do it all. And actually, I think I may have actually broken my rule now that I think about it. I did break my rule when it came to Frozen.
Did you
Because
really?
I did four, and
Oh,
I'm
well.
just now realizing that, but it's fine.
You know what? You made the list and the rules, therefore you can break them. It's fine.
I guess so. We'll say
It's
no more than four. It's no more than four. It's no more than four characters per movie. We are doing only Disney animation, or we'll say Disney Studios, because there are some live action
There are
characters
some live action characters thrown in here, yeah.
and Pixar. So I'm sorry we're not doing Star Wars. Maybe that'll be next year. Maybe we'll
Ooh, that
do
would be fun to do. Well, would
a
there
little
be
Star Wars Marvel, maybe everything but the main Disney stuff,
I was
anything
gonna
but
say,
animation.
yeah, maybe the Marvel and Star Wars universe, that would be a really fun thing to tackle, because I think between the two, there should be almost enough to cover a whole bracket.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. I mean, you could do one solely on Marvel or Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we'll throw in a little extra. But with that said, we are going to be opening up our submissions on Sunday. It's going to be Sunday evening, tentatively, and we will make a post about it when it officially opens.
Yes, absolutely.
We are looking at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, and that will run all the way up till 30, no, I'm sorry, an hour before the first tip-off of actual March Madness, which
Yeah.
we're not counting this round of 68, because when you do regular March Madness, for those of you that don't know, those are freebies. You don't have to, you know, they go to 68 with the play-in games. We're not doing play-in games, just a flat 64, mainly because that is all any software will let me do. So that's why
We are limited by technology here.
we are indeed. So yeah, so that's what we're gonna do. So we will get more information on how to sign up and all that coming probably Friday or Saturday, just to get everybody ready and all that good stuff. But yeah.
Well, definitely. Yeah, we'll be posting everything on Instagram and the stories and on our Patreon. So don't worry, there'll be plenty of information put out there for everyone.
That's probably a good thing to bring up, because how did they win, Mel? How did they win?
What do you mean? How did they win?
Like, how do these characters beat the other characters?
Oh, well, they go up against each other. At
Yes, but
least,
who decides the winner?
oh, well, they do. I thought they already knew this. Yeah, you guys decide the winners. So you have to keep an eye on our social media and vote when we open up the voting polls, because you determine the fate of the bracket. It's very
Yes.
exciting.
Yes. So you will have 24 hours. We use primarily, it's going to be primarily Instagram.
Yes, we
But I,
use it's Instagram stories.
yes.
So I will make voting polls with pictures so you can't get anything mixed up, and you just pick your favorites, and that's how it'll go.
Yeah, and there's 24 hours to win, and we've had some close calls. We actually
Oh, yeah.
there was one time on Instagram it said 50-50. It was literally decided by one vote.
One vote. And it was, I mean, guys, we get so many votes on these polls. It's crazy. Like, it literally, your vote counts. It makes all the
It's
difference. It
fun. It
really
really is.
does.
It's so much fun. Oh my
Oh, it's
gosh, it's so much fun.
exhilarating. It's
The
exhilarating.
COVID year was great because I remember being at Ansley's family's house and looking at it, and like we were sitting there watching, and it's a good time. If you've never done it, it's great. And there are prizes involved.
There are prizes. Yes, we do small prizes. Nothing crazy. We can't give you Disney trips. Wish we could, but can I get one first?
Well, I was about to say,
For
but
me
no.
first, then you. But no, yeah, we do have prizes we give out at the end. Very exciting.
And you'll also hear more about that this weekend and stuff, when signups drop and
Yeah,
everything. But
we'll have that all figured out by this weekend. We'll make sure to put out what you could win, give you a little incentive to play, but you should either way. It's a lot of fun, guys.
no, it is. It is. Now, I guess, now that we've gotten through all the red tape,
Yep.
honestly, we should probably just go ahead and get into it. We are going to be breaking down our list together as a podcast group and deciding what we think will happen. But again, it's not up to us. It is up to all of you, the listeners, and I will be voting, but there's
Same.
only four of us. There's only four of us that can vote to really sway anything. So this is just going to be your little expert picks. We're your commentators for all this. We are the quote unquote experts of everything.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. But everything is divided up into four different brackets. We have based on the four Walt Disney World parks. So we have our Epcot, our Magic Kingdom, our Animal Kingdom, and our Hollywood Studios brackets that will all be going through all this. And I think we are going to start with our Epcot bracket. And
Good
the
choice.
number one seed going up against the number 16 seed, we have Elsa versus Benjamin Gates, Mr. National Treasure himself.
I mean, I think we're on divided teams here, but we both know who's going to win this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love Benjamin to win, and not because like I'm an anti-Elsa person. I genuinely enjoy Elsa. I think she is fantastic,
I think
but
Elsa, she definitely had that bad rap for a bit where people were like, oh my God, she's so overrated and everything. But I think that's really faded with Let It Go kind of going down just a little bit, you know? I think she's just someone more people are going to relate to over Nicolas Cage, you know?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not
Yeah.
wrong. I mean, I think it's a very fair thing to say that old Benny
She's a
boy's
little more
not
relatable.
old Benny boy's
Yeah.
not winning that one.
But
But
I
it's
mean,
fine.
if he did, I would think that's hysterical. Like, honestly, that would mean people just straight up wanted to troll,
I'm just
and I
saying
am all for it.
that's a straight up bracket buster. Don't don't don't
Entirely.
don't bust bust everybody's bracket. I don't know.
Be
But
nice, be nice.
exactly. Up next, the 8 and the 9 seed. We've got number 8 Mulan going up against number 9 Genie. This is hands down the toughest first round
Yeah.
matchup. I think in honestly potentially the entire bracket.
It's a really hard one. They're both really good characters, but for very, very different reasons.
Yeah.
I think the genie might edge that one out, though.
I'm gonna agree with you. I really
Yeah.
am.
Yeah. Like, he's just there's, first of all, Robin Williams, rest in peace. I think that just leaves, you know, already an impression on people that is like so deep. And Mulan, unfortunately, I feel like her representation has not grown over the years where like genie has, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Genie is everywhere, and then Mulan kind of gets shoved into one corner of Epcot, and it's like, okay,
I mean, she
you're good.
does. I mean,
Yeah.
it, and it, you know, I love her, but I
Kind of
think they
gets
went,
shafted.
well, they wanted more from the live action. I just don't think she got it.
No, in live action, that was a hot mess. So I do think they're both amazing characters. I do think Genie's gonna win that one.
Yeah, I think that one. You know what? That actually made it seem like maybe this isn't the toughest one. Because you and I were both pretty much on the same boat with that.
I think we're assuming other people will have a deeper issue with
Yeah,
it,
I guess
you
that's
know?
fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I think we're very like-minded when it comes to our Disney characters for the most part. So that's probably why we'll agree on hopefully most of these, but you know.
Well, coming up, we have our number 5 playing our number 12. But What's this? What's this? Is it Jack Skellington as the number five seed? Must have had a great season, folks. A great season, because he is our five seed going up against our 12 seed Elastigirl in the first round.
I think this one's going to be the rougher one because these are two very random characters being put up against each other, and they have ooh, their fan bases are big, you know? Like there are people that are like, don't mess with my Elastigirl, but Jack Skellington's got like Hot Topic teenagers
He
and
does.
fans.
Like,
So I don't know. Who do you think?
I am gonna go with Jack. Like, I really am, only because of the cult following. But I will
Yeah.
tell you this, because you aren't a March Madness person, the 5-12 matchup, there's always upsets with that one. Like, there's always like stuff going on with that 5-12. It's my favorite pick in all of March Madness to do upsets in. So part of me wants to go Elastigirl, but I just think Jack's got, he's got too much. He's too much. He's got too much
Got too
length.
much.
He's blocking
Yeah.
shots.
I think I have to. I really want Elastigirl to win that, but I think Jack Skellington's gonna like totally kill that.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you.
That's kind of sad though. My husband, particularly, John, would be very upset because Elastigirl is like one of his favorite Pixar characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loves Elastigirl.
Sorry, Johnny boy.
Yeah, I mean he'll vote for her for sure.
Well, there
He's
you
gonna
go.
do. He's gonna try to get all of his friends to go vote for her too. He's gonna be like, "Come on, guys, please."
All right. Well, number four playing number 13, we have number four Hades going up against number 13, the man we don't talk about.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, you
I
like
mean,
that?
I did. I think Hades. I
It's
straight up
got to
just
be.
think it's gonna
It's
be
got to be.
Hades.
He's, I
If
mean,
it's not, I think AJ is going to actually
she
combust.
will
Like,
not be happy.
she will not. She will not. If it's Bruno, I don't understand our audience very well anymore, and maybe I need to take a break for a second. 'Cause like, come on, it's Hades. It's Hades.
Yeah.
It's Hades. I feel like it
I
doesn't need much
agree.
explanation.
I agree. I fully agree with you. I mean, I think he, another one of those, like, I don't know if I'd say cult following, but when I see like Disney merch off people, and I know
Yeah.
Bruno's got some, but like it's never been like to the degree that Hades had. And I think a lot of that has to do with the time period, but also just James Woods killed it.
He was hysterical. And it's one of those things. I would say Hercules is one of those more, not cult, but it kind of hedges that because it wasn't commercially successful the way other Disney films have been.
No, you're exactly right.
But it did. It's all these millennials now who've grown up with it that have this special attachment to it that walk around. Like, I have Hercules pins and stuff all over my room and stuff. You know, it's like, I've got Hercules art
What you
somewhere
talking about? I'm
too.
Gen Z. I'm like the start of Gen Z.
Okay, we both technically are, but
Yeah, it's true.
we're the weird, like, millennial group that
I
kind of
love
got.
that, by the way.
Yeah,
When
isn't
we're
that
I
fun?
we won't get into it, but like I love being at the end and the beginning, and like depending on which list you look at, we fall in one of the others.
I know, I know. We're just this weird anomaly in the center here, just going, I don't know what I am, but I'm here.
I think it is, I won't get into why where I think the split is, but that's person by
Oh,
person
that is
case.
contentious. People get in arguments. I have been told I am Gen Z by some. Others have said, no, you're straight millennial. I can't seem to get a clear answer about it. And everyone is very, you know, their opinion is like, that's it. That's all it can be. I'm
After
like,
the episode, I'll tell you what I think decides it.
all right. Yeah, I want to hear.
I will just remind me after. But up next, we, and this one I think is a good matchup. We have number six, Jack Captain. You know what? I cannot believe I didn't put Captain. He's
That
getting
is
that.
insulting.
He's
Yeah.
getting Captain Jack Sparrow versus our first baddie of the entire bracket, Ernesto de la Cruz.
This one's gonna be rough, buddy.
I know. I really hope this doesn't. I know my vote. I know it.
I know what your vote is too. Yeah.
But like Ernesto, here's the thing. The only thing I'll say is I think Ernesto, the thing that gives him any kind of an edge at all is that meet and greet.
Oh yeah. I mean that whole when he does the show too where he's singing, that's like amazing what they've been
Yeah.
able to do, you know?
But like it's Captain Jack.
I know. I know. Look, I think I would personally vote for Jack,
All right.
but
Okay, no,
you
that's
know.
all I need to know. It's fine. We're good.
No, I'm a Jack Sparrow girly for sure, but I think he's gonna have some competition here. I'll
You're
be
not
very
wrong.
curious to see how that comes out. I want to say Jack, but don't be upset if he gets booted out real fast.
Oh, I will cry myself to sleep, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But after that, we have number three. And now, one thing I didn't mention, or maybe I did, about the we are, there are characters that are combined. And these are talking about like your, you know, it's very rare you see one without the other, or one without the other six in our case here with our number 14 seed. So we have Peter Pan going up against the Seven Dwarfs. Now, I know you can make the argument Dobby deserves his own or Grumpy deserves his own. We're going to stick with all seven.
I think that's valid, though. I think that's fair.
I
They're
don't think it
kind of
really matters anyway.
no.
I don't see this one. I don't see any of those dwarves beating out Peter Pan.
I would say maybe Grumpy or Dopey could give him a run for his money, but let's be real. For some reason, I've never understood it. People are obsessed with Peter Pan. He's gonna beat them. Like, it's just,
Yeah.
if he doesn't, I'll actually be very proud, but it's gonna be Peter Pan.
That would be weird. Honestly, it would be weird if he did.
Right? If he didn't win, like, it would be like, what's happening? Is the Peter Pan ride line finally going to stop being 2 hours long every day? Like, what is this? But yeah, I don't know. Do you like Peter Pan? Have we had this conversation?
Do I?
Maybe. Yeah.
I like Peter Pan. But like I don't know.
I've never gotten the hype. I've never understood it. And I'm waiting for someone to like give me a reason. And no one's been able to give me a reason. They're just like, well, it's Peter Pan. And I'm like, okay. And no one has like a follow-up to it. They're just like, well, it's Peter Pan. I'm like, that
I
still doesn't
well,
give me a reason.
I think he is very classic Disney in the same way that I think there's other characters on this list. It's like, what do you really like about them?
And it's just classic Disney.
Hey, well, it's magic.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think that one is just straight magic.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. All right. Up next, we have got number seven seed Maleficent going up against number 10 Tow Mater.
I mean, it's Maleficent. If it's not Maleficent, I
It's got
quit.
to be.
I'm out.
I don't even really think we need to talk about that one that much. And I think if
No.
Mater's going up against other people in this bracket, I think maybe he can pull out a dub. But, you know, he lost a couple key matchups. He didn't have enough quad one wins to get high enough.
So sad.
I know this means nothing to you.
Means nothing to me. But you know what? Anyone who understands this, which I'm sure is plenty of people listening right now, they're probably laughing. So,
Yeah,
ha
well.
ha. Sorry, bud.
If you thought that one was going to be a washout, this one I think is just going to dominate. Dominate. We've got number two seed overall. Not overall, actually. Buzz Lightyear versus number 15 Scuttle.
Yeah, it's gonna be Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I don't even
It's
think
gonna
we
be
need to
Buzz
talk about it
Lightyear.
that much. I'm
Especially,
not.
I think Scuttle's reputation went further in the toilet after the live action movie, so there's just
Oh
no
my God, don't need to talk about Scuttlebutt with me.
way. You don't want to talk about
I
Scuttlebutt?
hate Scuttlebutt. I hate it. I
Yeah.
hate it.
I didn't know that was a real phrase. I had no clue Scuttlebutt
Is
is like an
it?
actual word. Yeah. My friend told me this, who lived in like, she's lived in quite a few states, but in her grandmother in Texas used to say that. She would say scuttlebutt. It's like, what's the goss, basically? And I thought that was like a made up word, but apparently it's a real word.
I guess that makes me hate it. Actually, you know what? That makes me hate it more.
Right?
I thought it was
Kind
like a
of.
made up thing. I don't know.
Yeah, no, like
Whatever.
they had the creativity to make it up. No, it's an actual word, apparently. Either that or Gabby's grandmother, my friend Gabby, that's who I'm talking about, can, you know, see the future. So,
Whatever.
I don't know.
Anyway, so okay, I have a question. Do we want to go through all different 1 through 16 brackets first, or do we want to finish and get to the final fours?
What do you think?
I think we should finish the final fours. I think we should go through the final fours and then we'll circle back.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds
I
good.
think that way it doesn't get too repetitive or anything like
That's
that, you
fair.
know?
All right, so we've got number one going up against number nine, Elsa versus Genie.
Oof. I think Genie. I think Genie.
I think Genie's gonna have a really good run in this bracket.
I think if we had like children voting in this, like we had like 5-year-olds, they're gonna pick Elsa and then that would be it. But like, yeah, no, most of these people are gonna be our age, around our age. They're gonna pick Genie.
Think so. I think he's gonna have a really hot run. I'm with it.
Right? I think
I'm with it.
so.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I think that's great. Look, if Genie took the whole thing, I'd be so happy, to be honest. So like, I think
Well,
he'll dominate.
he's going up against somebody I'd rather win in this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, obviously I have characters I prefer, but like if it was him, I wouldn't be disappointed.
That's fair. All right. Next, we have number 5, Jack Skellington, going up against number 4, Hades. I think Hades.
This, yeah, I want to say Hades, but
You
once
think
again, you
Jack
don't
might take it
know.
down?
Look, those Hot Topic fangirlies really love themselves the night before Christmas, you know? I'm gonna say Hades, but it's selfish. I really do think Jack
That's
Skellington
fine.
may
That's fine.
like kill
Hey,
it.
these are our picks. We're
That's
stealing from
true.
the experts.
That's true.
All right. This next one I'm really concerned about. We've got the number 6 seed, Jack Sparrow, Captain Jack Sparrow, going up against the number 3, Peter Pan.
You know,
People do love Jack, but people also really like Peter Pan.
that's a really split audience you're going for there.
What do you think? I'm gonna let you decide this one because I'm way too biased.
Yeah, and like, look, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I love Jack Sparrow more than Peter Pan. I think Peter Pan might win that one. I know. I look, guys, if I'm wrong, I'll be happy about it, but I have a feeling. I just have a feeling.
No, we should say Jack Sparrow because then maybe more people will vote for it.
That's true. We're trying to influence. We're
Yeah, we're the
the
experts.
experts. We know what we're talking about. Come on, guys.
Nah, I'll leave Peter. You
I
decided
mean,
Peter. You decided Peter.
I do think he might, yeah. Once again, it
Hate
depends
seeing
on who
him.
votes that day. You know what I
Just
mean?
hate seeing him going out on the first weekend.
Same. Same. I really
It's
do
fine.
too.
It's fine. Whatever. No, you don't. Whatever. Fine.
I
No,
do
I don't want to
too.
hear it from you. We've got number 7 Maleficent going up against number 2 Buzz. That's a tough matchup.
I think it's Maleficent.
I think so too.
I
I
mean,
think
look,
so too.
she's the mistress of all evil. I have a statue of her in here somewhere. Yeah, she's in the corner. It's from Kingdom Hearts games. And she's just a
That's fair.
queen. She's a
That's fair.
queen.
All right. All right. Up next, we got a tough one here. We've got number 9 Genie. He's on a hot streak. He's made it to the Sweet 16. And he's going up against number 4 Hades.
Genie against Hades. Oh my gosh. Two
See, that's what I'm
iconic
saying.
blue
Tell me I didn't do a
characters.
good job with this for the
This is
seeding.
good. This is real good because, oh man, this hurts. They're both funny and it was like the same decade and you could tell like they based Hades off of like the genie's like likability and all those jokes and the quips. Like they
Yeah.
did that on purpose based, oh gosh. I'm gonna say genie.
All right, you want Genie? I'll give you Genie.
I'm
Because
thinking genie.
because I really think he could.
I think he could. I really do think he could. I have faith in him.
All right, what you got? What are you thinking? We've got number 3 Peter Pan versus number 7 Maleficent.
Peter Pan versus Maleficent. Jeez. They're so different. And they're both from the same kind of time period, that like iconic 50s time we were just talking about.
I think Peter Pan.
Oh, I hope not. But you know what? I took Jack Sparrow from you, so you're allowed to take Maleficent from me. That's fair. It's only right.
I don't want to believe it, but I really do. I think Peter Pan's gonna take that.
People just love him so much. Once again, if someone can get, like tell me why.
All
Oh
right.
gosh.
Going to the Final Four. We're in the Elite Eight. Is Genie gonna stay on this hot streak as a 9 seed? Is he gonna take us all the way to the Final Four and take down number 3 seed Peter Pan?
What do you think?
I think Genie's gonna take that one.
I think so too. I think push comes to shove, people are going to pick their childhood that they obviously clung to more over Peter Pan.
I'd like to point out we were talking about Robin Williams' Genie, not Will Smith's.
Oh, yeah. In case you guys were thinking any other way. Yeah, we're talking iconic Robin Williams performance. I'm really hoping Genie beats out Peter Pan. Please, please.
Well, we can hope.
We can hope.
All right. So we have our Epcot bracket winner going to the Final Four. We have Genie. All right. Now we're going to head across the board. We're going to head over to Hollywood Studios,
Oh
the
boy.
land where anything can happen. And we are going to start out with our number one versus number 16. We've got Cinderella versus Flounder.
I'm just gonna
Cinderella.
say Cinderella. Yeah, I love me
I
some
don't even need to
Flounder,
talk
but
about it.
no. And if you really have a debate here, guys, you can DM us and tell us why you think otherwise, because come on.
You're killing me if you do.
Yeah, honestly.
This next one though, our 8 and 9, that's supposed to be a tough matchup. And I think this one actually could be because you've got your new age fans of stuff and people really, really loving Kanto. You know who else people really, really love? Sebastian the Crab. So
Yes,
we've
they
got
do.
number 8 Mirabelle going up against number 9 Sebastian.
Sebastian has those decades on Mirabelle, man, that might just put him over the edge, you know?
I hope so, but I really do think Mirabelle's gonna win that one.
Yeah, I think Mirabelle's probably gonna win it. If she doesn't, I'll be so impressed, but
I'll be pleasantly surprised.
yeah, I think it's gonna be Mirabelle, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So sorry, Sebastian, because in my pr I'll vote for Sebastian. You know I will, but yeah.
I don't know though, because I feel like the best part of that movie isn't Mirabelle.
She's not. I mean, well, what she gives and what she does and like how she brings her family together is beautiful, but at the end of the day, like I think people have clung more to the side characters like Peppa or,
I
you know,
think
the sisters, you know.
people have hung on to the music more than the movie.
Oh, for
You know
sure. For
what? No,
sure.
no.
You're changing it?
I want to go Sebastian. What do you think?
I mean, look, I'm
This is
biased.
our ding list.
I'm biased. I'm gonna pick Sebastian. You know I'm gonna pick
I'm going
Sebastian.
Sebastian with you.
I love that for us. Thank you. Thank you for
Yeah.
that.
Up next,
I
we've
think it's
got.
deserved.
Oh, sorry.
Oh no, it's okay.
Okay. Well. Up next, we have number 5, the queen herself, the only true royalty on this entire list. We've got number 5 seed, Miss Julie Andrews as Mary Poppins, going up against AJ's favorite, who would have a say in this had she been on here. But, in-laws,
Those
going up.
dang in-laws.
I know. No, they're great people. They're great
No,
people.
they're great. They're awesome. We're kidding.
Going up against number 12, Hercules.
I mean, she's not here, so I'm saying Mary Poppins.
I fully agree with you. Absolutely fully agree with you. I
I'm
just
sorry, you can't tell me Julie Andrews wouldn't dominate, you know?
Oh, I think she'll I they, I I'm gonna be honest with you. I put her as a 5 seed, and I had a really hard time with this. Once you see, I think this is the toughest bracket. This side of the bracket, I think, is probably the toughest. I think there's a couple little like easy ones, like our next one. We got number 4 Belle going up against number 13 Rex from Toy Story.
It's Belle.
It's I'm not
It's
even
Belle.
again one of those ones. Don't even need to really get into it.
Nope. Nope. It's Belle.
Yeah.
No conversation needed. It's Belle.
Yeah.
I feel like you did that for me, and I appreciate that.
I'll be honest with you, a lot of this was so I had some help, but like as far as the seating was concerned, but a lot of this had to do with it is supposed to be the higher seed is supposed to be playing a worse team. They're supposed to have an easier path. That one is probably a little more unfair. I probably honestly should have. I don't know. I don't know. That's too much of a
It's
cakewalk.
difficult. It's really difficult, you
Yeah,
know?
that one really is just a cakewalk. But anyway, I digress. We've got number 6 Rapunzel going up against Miss Angela Lansbury as Mrs. Potts.
That's really hard
You
because it
think
just
so?
like, yeah, because just like Sebastian, I feel like Angela Lansbury's character has like the decades on Rapunzel, but I think Rapunzel really hits home with a lot of people.
Tangled is
Tangled
my
is great.
Tangled's my favorite princess movie.
I
And
think Rapunzel, I think she's probably gonna beat her out.
I think so too, but I do think that poor Mrs. Potts, I mean, she had that all senior team, she got hot, it was one of those things. They had a good run, they made it to the tournament. They're
So sad.
that group 5 team that just it is what it is. Sorry, Providence. Someone's gonna understand what I'm saying with this, and I really hope
I
they
know. I'm
are.
so sorry. I feel bad
Please.
because I
I
just
know
don't get it.
I am making some of these comments because I want someone to be flooding my DMs and being like, I like all the real life references you're giving me, but
I'm sure multiple people will
I hope
appreciate that.
so. I really do.
I appreciate it. I just don't understand it, you know?
Oh well. But anyway, we have got number three, Woody, a classic. This is what I'm talking about. Like, you have Woody in a three seed. This is a tough bracket. This is a tough section of the bracket. Going up against number 14, one that I was surprised made the list. I really was. I kept going through and I was like, man, they've got some good quality wins, and they won. What happened is he won his conference championship, and Woody is going up against number 14, Baymax.
I think Woody.
Yeah, it's Woody. You know what?
I think it's
I wanted to
Woody.
hype it up a little bit because people do like Baymax a lot, but
No,
like,
they do, but like it's Woody from Toy Story. Like, how are you gonna say no to Woody?
I'm
Like,
with you. I'm with you.
he's the man.
He is the man. He's the
Also Tom
sheriff.
Hanks. Yeah, he's the
Yeah.
sheriff.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
This one, you and I are going to disagree on, and I know we are.
Yeah, I know we are.
But I really, really hope that my flipping Sebastian will change your mind on this. We've got number seven, Jasmine, going up against number 10, Simba.
I mean, look, you know personally, I want Jasmine, but
You do. And
realistically, Simba would win. That's
you think
just,
so? Do you actually think so?
yeah, I really do.
See, I'm kind of the opposite.
Really? You think Jasmine?
I think Jasmine could take that down, but
Well,
like,
it's our dang list. So if you want Jasmine, pick
I
Jasmine.
don't want Jasmine. I want Simba.
Well, then I truly think if people push come to shove, you're looking at Simba or Jasmine. They're gonna pick Simba. Jasmine is beautiful. She's like iconic in her own way, but Lion King is Simba's film and Aladdin is not Jasmine's film, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's valid. I really truly
Does
think people are gonna pick
Jasmine have
Simba.
a show after her? He's the Lion King. It also is like Simba is one of my top three favorite Disney characters of all time.
I
I love him.
know. I
I
know he
love
means
him
a
so
lot to
much.
you.
I put him as a 10 seed. He's a 10 seed. So I didn't give him too much.
No, but like, you know, he deserves it. No, he's gonna make it through at least a couple rounds. There's no way people won't pick Simba. He's pretty
No, he's
iconic.
not going to make it through a couple of rounds.
You think maybe one or two?
I think he'll make it through potentially this round because, and I love this segue, we have got the number two seed, and this is the overall number two seed. This was really, really hard to do. He was the first two seed there was. He was almost a one seed, and in all honesty, he probably could be a one seed had it not been for just ultimate classics coming on. We've got number two Stitch against number 15 Sven, and people love Sven. There's not
They
a
do.
chance Sven beats Stitch.
Once again, if Sven beats Stitch, I don't know our audience anymore, and I need to like take a second because Stitch is so iconic and has gained such a following. The amount of Stitch merchandise I see now is insane. There's no way. There's no way Sven will win. Love me some Sven, but yeah, no, he's done.
Yeah.
He out.
So before you had even said it, I went ahead and put it. But now, it's the round of 32. Everybody got a little break. They got a day off.
Ain't that nice?
I'm just a giving guy. What can I say? To go to the Sweet 16, we have gotten the number one overall, or the sorry, the number one seed in this bracket, Cinderella, going up against the number nine seed, Sebastian. I don't think we're gonna have a repeat of our nine seeds carrying stuff. I think Cinderella's got this in the bag.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's too iconic. It's going to be Cinderella.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I don't think there's much more to say about that.
No, there really isn't. I mean, she's literally, it's Cinderella. It's her castle at the park. You know what I mean? Like, it's her.
Exactly. She's got not one but two castles, but she claims Tokyo. After that, though, someone that might could give some Cinderella a run for her money. And this is a tough round of 32. We've got number five, Mary Poppins, going up against number four, Belle. I know it hurts. I know it hurts, but you would, because here's the thing, I don't have a preference on this one, but you and I both know the right choice here.
I really want it to be Belle, but it's not right. So, Mary Poppins. But that really hurts.
I no, I trust me, I'm with you because like
Oh.
I have you ever met Paige O'Hara?
I've seen her from a distance when she's at the art festival.
Do you
I
not know
was
the story of Ansley chasing her down?
No. Oh my God, what?
You know what? I'm a quick digress, which has been
It's
my word of the
necessary.
day.
Digress. I love that.
I've said it four times.
I haven't even noticed, to be quite
Well, that's
honest.
good because I hope the listeners haven't because I've said
Oh,
it way too
I'm sure
much.
they did. Yeah, I noticed. I have words I repeat a lot too. It is what it is.
So for my birthday, we were heading from the lobby at Boardwalk. We were staying at Boardwalk for my birthday, and it was me, her, Brett, and Alyssa. We were heading up the elevator, and this lady was like coming out of the elevator, and I like looked at Anza. I said, "Oh, I'm surprised you didn't like freak out." And she's like, "What?" I said, "Paige O'Hara." She's like, "Wait, like Belle?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "That was her that got off the elevator," and she goes, "It was what? Huh?" And so she was like, "We have to." So we got up to our level, had to take the elevator back down. She went all the way down,
Oh my
and
gosh.
so Paige was on her way to Festival of the Arts for her
Yeah.
stuff. And before she could get through the gate, like we caught her like right on the bridge
Oh
from
my
Boardwalk to go over. She's
gosh.
like, "I'm really sorry." And then, you know, she had to give her spiel and stuff. And I will say this, the voice actresses are so amazing when it comes to the girls. And that goes for Paige. Paige and Jodie are the big ones
I would think
that
so,
you see, but they are
yeah.
so kind
Oh.
to the girls that hang out. That's all I'll
Yeah.
say.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That's literally a dream
Yeah.
that will never be, but that is amazing. Oh my gosh. I would have pooped my pants. I'm not
Yeah.
even kidding. I would have lost it. Seeing her from a distance, I already was like, nope, she's too big for me, ma'am. I can't do it. Well, she also was in the middle of, she was doing meet and greets, which like you have to pay for, and I was a broke college kid, so I couldn't do it.
I literally just noticed her in the elevator. I go, "Oh, hey, how's it going? How's
Oh,
it going?" She's like, "Ah,
hey.
I'm just running a little behind."
She's like, and then we're gonna help you run behind a little more.
Yeah, but I said,
That's
"Well, good
amazing.
luck."
That's like really iconic though. Like what a moment to have, especially with what you guys do and everything. Like that's love that.
Yeah, well, when Johnny Depp shows up, then I'll freak out. Anyway,
Yeah.
moving on.
One day.
Sorry about that, everybody. That was just a moment Mel and I had to have.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing.
We have got our number three seed Woody going up against our number six seed Rapunzel.
I'm still thinking Woody.
I do too. I really do. I don't think Rapunzel, again, I don't think the best part of that movie is Rapunzel.
No, I mean, yeah, no, I don't really like Mandy Moore's voice in that film. I don't know
I see, I
why.
do. I do. I love Mandy Moore.
Well, no, I love me Mandy Moore, don't get me wrong, but like her songs don't sit in a very comfortable spot for most people, like as a singer. Like
That's fair.
Mandy Moore's voice is kind of like it's that early 2000s pop where it sits a little funny. And I find most of my theater friends and I, when we've had to sing her songs, we're just like, oh my God, I wanna kind of like be done, like unalive this. I'm over it. It's just something about her music, just it drives me nuts. But I think Flynn Rider's the best part of the film, to be honest. Him and Maximus and like Pascal and all that. Like it makes me laugh so hard.
Well, who knows? Maybe you'll see Flynn Rider in another part of this bracket, another part of this tournament.
You never know. Except I looked at the list, so I kind of do, but they don't.
Yeah, well, anyway, I do believe this is where my buddy Simba leaves us because we have number 10 Simba going up against number 2 Stitch.
I am willing to give the benefit of the doubt that
I'm not.
maybe those 90 kids are going to come through,
I
you
don't think so.
know?
Yeah, because I don't, because I'll tell you this right now. I think most of our listeners are closer to our age.
And they're gonna go for Stitch.
I really do. I really think that. I think everybody loves Stitch. I've not my I remember being little and my dad didn't like Stitch because he thought he was a jerk, but
I mean, look, I think it's gonna be Stitch. It'd be cool if it were Simba, but I think it's gonna be
it would
Stitch.
be great, but that's not the world we live in. It's not
No.
the world we live in.
No. I think the little blue man's gonna take him out.
Fair enough. All right, well, moving to the Elite Eight, we've got number one Cinderella going up against number five Mary Poppins. That's a good matchup.
That's a really good matchup.
I'm gonna let you
Once
pick
again,
because I don't know. You're our resident princess.
I am. Thank you. I mean, Cinderella is so iconic for so many reasons, but then Mary Poppins really has a grip on people's childhoods in a way that I don't know Cinderella does anymore.
I think this is my thought process. I think Cinderella is a movie that people think of when they think of Disney. I think Mary Poppins is the most pure Disney film there is. You see what I'm saying? So I
I
think a lot
do.
of it depends on like how like what do we think the listeners are going to do? Like are they going to go more purist Disney, or are they going to go with an absolute classic Disney animation?
Yeah, I know. That's like, oof.
I think Mary.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way as well. I think they're gonna go for Mary Poppins.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right.
It hurts, but I think they're both very valid choices.
There you go. We got Mary Poppins, five seed. Going all the way to the Elite Eight, to but let's find out who Miss Mary Poppins is playing. She's going up against number three Woody or number two Stitch.
Wow.
That's tough. I told
That's
you, I really
really.
think this is the toughest bracket.
Stitch has got that cute factor, but Woody is Woody.
I think it's
I want to say
Stitch.
Woody. I want to
You want to
say
say
Woody, but
Woody?
Toy Story really hits with a lot of people.
Let's go, Woody.
I think Woody.
We also had Maleficent beating out Buzz, and I think Buzz might be more popular than Woody. But all right, we'll go Woody.
Yeah, no, I think Woody over Stitch, 'cause I think he has a little more substance. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like people can resonate with his character maybe a little more
I'm
than
with
Stitch.
you. I'm with you. All right, what do we think? Going to the final four, number five, Mary Poppins. Number three, Woody.
Oh man.
I think
I mean,
Woody.
who do you think?
I think Woody.
You think Woody would beat out
I
Mary
do.
Poppins?
I do. I think with like our demographic of listeners, I really do. I think Woody.
I would agree with that. I think that's valid.
I also haven't won this ever, so take that as you will,
I
but
mean, me
whatever.
neither, but it's fine. We're the
Yeah. All right.
experts, don't you know?
All right. We've got Woody written down. Woody is going to the final four, which makes me happy because I again Woody's in my top five. I love Woody.
Woody's great, and that's why I think so many people would choose him over the other options here, just because he really does re like resonate with so many people's childhoods, you
Yeah,
know?
I'm with you. Well, that'll do it for our Hollywood Studios bracket. Your winner of that portion is Woody, making it all the way to the final four. Up next, moving down to Animal Kingdom, we've got number three overall seed, Goofy, who's the number one seed in this bracket, but the number three overall versus number 16, Flick. I'm not even going to mention talking about this because if it's not Goofy, I will lose my. I didn't even need to Mickey laugh myself. I just stopped.
Nope, I know. I know. I'm proud of you. Good job. Yeah, it's Goofy. RIP Flick, you know, he deserves more attention, but it's Goofy for sure.
I think this bracket in general, like this division of the bracket is very, very interesting because I feel like this is a lot of like one of those, they're not the best, they're not the worst. You don't have like from top to bottom, you've got like solid characters, but they're not, none of
It's a
them
it's
are.
an interesting mix
It is,
that
it
we've
is.
got. Yeah.
Well, coming up after that, we've got number eight, Dory, going up against number nine, Flynn Rider. That's I'm so good at this because people love Dory.
They love Dory, but I will say Ellen DeGeneres kind of sucks.
Well,
So
she had her little thing. But I'm gonna be honest, I think Flynn would take that down
I think Flynn
regardless.
Rider. I think Flynn Rider for sure. People love Flynn Rider.
And
Can't go wrong.
that's fair. Hey, I have a question. What are your thoughts on hunting?
Hunting?
Hunting.
I mean, I don't do it, but you know, yeah.
You're not a conservationist, as they say.
No.
Well, our next matchup is all about the hunter and the hunted. We've got number 5 Gaston going against number 12, everyone's favorite deer, Bambi.
You're so wrong for this.
You
It's not
would
even
tell me
funny.
that's not perfect.
Well, first of all, he's gonna slaughter Bambi because
I
there's
didn't
no
even mean to
way.
do it. That's the best
I
part.
don't believe you.
I didn't even mean to do it.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, this is just gonna be Bambi's mom all over again. There's no way Bambi's gonna win over Gaston. There's
Nope.
no way.
Nope. He's gonna end up as a carpet.
Oh, poor thing. He's gonna end up in Gaston's tavern,
Well,
be
you
a new
know.
antler fixin' on the ceiling, you
He's gonna
know?
be he, no, not on the ceiling. No, he's just gonna be tarped out as a rug with LeFleur's brew all over
Brew all over him. Pieces of cinnamon bun just stuck to him. Oh my God. No. Oh no. Andrew's gone.
it.
No, it's amazing. It's perfect. I'm leaving it.
No, I
Amazing.
mean clip it for the
Oh,
thing.
for the, yeah. Oh, I
Yes.
totally am. Yeah, for Instagram, this is totally gonna be the piece that goes up.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. Yeah. Poor Bambi. He's a carpet now.
R.I.P.
Thanks,
R.I.P., bud.
Gaston. Oh my gosh. Anyway,
Oh my God.
after that, let's compose ourselves. Let's go. We have number 4 again. Another duo, Mr. Timon and Pumbaa against the Cheshire Cat.
I'm thinking, well, you know what? And this is where it gets tricky again
I
because that whole
swear, I
like hot
swear.
topic-y Alice in Wonderland's got a big audience, you know? I want to say Timon and Pumbaa.
Give me some TP.
If it's not, I'm going to be pretty disappointed, but I could see Cheshire
If
putting
it's
up a
not,
good
what's the point in all of this?
fight. What are we doing this for? Yeah, I just think they're so iconic. But
Yeah.
Cheshire Cat really has a following, man. People really love the Cheshire Cat. I
You're
don't really
right.
get it, but you know,
No, you're exactly right.
live your life.
Well, after this, we have number 6, Moana, going up against number 11, Pinocchio.
That is such an interesting combination.
It is. I mean, it's new age versus old age.
It really, I mean, Pinocchio is one of the first films, literally,
Do you think he can do
versus.
it? I think he could.
He could, but like, do people really want Pinocchio? You know?
Yeah, we're also talking round one. I don't necessarily see him getting past the next round.
Yeah, I don't see that either, but I think
Do you
Moana
think he
would
could
have.
beat you think Moana's gonna win it?
I think over Pinocchio, yeah. Do
All
I
right,
think
all right,
over
all right. No,
others?
no, no.
No.
All right,
But
there you go. So we
I mean,
got
she just got
Moana
that
and
whole water attraction thing, you
yeah.
know? It's, you know.
I'm not faulting. I don't disagree. We'll say that. Well, I don't see Moana going on much further because
No.
I don't think this next one's much of a matchup. We've got number 3, Tiana versus number 14, Miguel. It's Tiana.
Yeah, I want to say it's
It's
Tiana.
so Tiana. I love that movie. Gosh, Princess and the Frog is a
Princess and the
classic.
Frog
It is
needs more
such.
representation always.
She's getting a ride. She's getting restaurants. She's almost there.
She's almost there. It only took how many years, but they're finally acknowledging
I
her,
think
you
that
know?
movie came out in like 2009,
I
so
want to
it's been
say
a
so.
while.
It's been a while. Disney took a second to understand, like, oh, maybe people like this. That's interesting.
You know who my favorite character from that movie is, though?
Who?
Well, I say that and then I can't remember his name.
Is it the Firefly?
Yes.
It's Rey. You like
Ray.
Rey.
I love
Yeah.
Ray.
Ray is pretty funny. I love his song.
Belle Evangeline is amazing.
Yes, it's so sweet. I love that. And then I love the going down the bayou because I just think it's dumb.
My dad cried.
Oh, yeah. When he, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. Full on
My
tears.
grown man dad cried when a firefly died.
I will say when your parents cry, especially when your fathers cry during like a film or something, it does hit harder because it's like, oh,
Oh, yeah.
dad's crying.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
oh no, what's wrong? You know, so that
Also,
is something that sits with you.
I am sorry to all the listeners if you just heard a bark. Ansley did just walk in, and
Aww.
we have, which we haven't announced on the pod. Actually, I cannot believe I didn't do that on the round table.
We did. Yeah, we got kind of distracted. Look, we're slap happy.
It's
It's fine.
fine.
You can tell everyone now.
Yeah. I have a new dog. His name's Maverick.
So cute.
He's 10 months
So
old.
cute. Oh, he's such a little good pupperino.
Shoot, do we want to show him? Do we want to show him right quick?
You
Do we want to
could.
add a clip?
We can totally add a clip.
Maverick, come here. And we
Oh.
also, on top of Maverick, have special guest star Ansley.
Hey. Oh, how
All
cute.
right, Maverick, I have a question for you. Our next pick, we have number 7, Ursula, going up against number 10, Elizabeth Swan.
Which one do you think, buddy? Oh, I think
Yeah,
he
hang
thinks
on. Hey,
whatever Papa thinks.
hang on. What? He said Ursula.
Oh, he thinks Ursula.
He thinks Ursula.
Okay. I mean, look, we got to do what he says. If he thinks that's it, then that's it.
All right, let's go,
Yeah.
Ursula.
We're going to go
Maverick
Ursula.
has spoken.
What a good boy.
I know, he was a smart kid. Thank you, Mr. Maverick.
Oh.
We appreciate you.
Love him. He's great.
He's a great boy. He's a good boy. He's a little bit of a rascal, but it's fine.
I mean, he's 10 months. That's what
We're
happens.
working
Give
out
it
the
time.
kinks. Nah, it's all good. Anyway, number 2, we have, or I'm sorry, the last one of this, we've got number 2, Olaf, going up against our 15 seed, Mr. Milo Thatch.
I think this one is very interesting.
Really?
I think this one's very interesting because Olaf is very divisive. People either really love Olaf or they really hate Olaf because they think he's super, super
Really?
annoying. Yeah. In the experience I've had, yeah.
Oh my
People
gosh.
are very like either pro or anti Olaf. Milo is one of those characters, once again, like cult following that's grown over the years. You know, if those people come out, he could really surprise everyone. I think the easy pick would be Olaf, but I'm hoping people use their brains and are like, wait, I really like Milo, you know?
You seem passionate about this. What do you want the pick to be?
I mean, I want Milo, but I don't know. What do
Tell
you
me an
think?
answer. I think Olaf's gonna run away with this one, but I
I think it's
love
going to
your
be
point.
closer. I think it's going to be closer than you think, but I'm willing to say Olaf would just come out over. But if everyone proves me wrong, that would be amazing.
You mean prove you wrong and like Milo win?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I'm saying, like, I'll agree with you that Olaf's probably going to get it, but I'm really hoping everyone takes that as a challenge to do the exact opposite, basically.
Fair enough. Well, who do you think's winning between number 1 Goofy and number 9 Flynn Rider?
See, go, you know, Goofy's one of the OGs. He's like one of the originals, the Fab Five. But then you've got Flynn Rider, who everyone just loves so much. I think the charisma of Flynn Rider might win out.
I agree. I think Flynn wins that.
Yeah, I'm
I
thinking
really
Flynn.
do. Are we gonna have another 9 seed run? These 9 seeds,
Maybe.
man.
Every time.
Well, what about our 4 seed, Mr. Timon and Pumbaa? Misters Timon and Pumbaa against Mr. Let me brush off some cinnamon dust, Gaston, on top of Bambi. Is he adding more pelts?
Oh man. Gaston is really a very persuasive man. Timon and Pumbaa are funny, but they're like,
I think Gaston.
I think Gaston.
I really do.
I
And I
think
don't,
Gaston.
that's one I don't want. I really don't want.
Oh, I do. I love Gaston. So that I have no problem with that one. That's fine
Boy.
by me.
Nathan Lane as Timon?
I mean, look, I get it. I get it. Nathan Lane is iconic. I think the duo is iconic, but like Gaston, he's
Hey,
got a fountain.
he does have a fountain. He does have a fountain. You know what he doesn't have? A bell.
What is it? He has a Nobel
Nobel
Prize.
Prize.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite shirts I see around the park, a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Well, all right, we got a tough one here. I think this is the first time we're having some princess on princess action. That sounded not the way I meant it to. But anyways, we have
It's gotta
got
happen.
number three Tiana against number six Moana. It's Tiana, right?
I think it's Tiana.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think so too.
I'm thinking Tiana.
I think Tiana's got a pretty, I mean, she had a real, I think, really nice, easy route to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, she did.
But the question is she going to be able to make it past the Sweet 16? Because she's going to be up against either number two Olaf or number seven Ursula.
I mean, it's Ursula,
You think so?
right? Over Olaf?
I mean, I would like to think so, but I don't know.
I think it'll be
Olaf's weird.
Ursula.
Because I also didn't think about this whole.
Like the hate that he
Yeah,
gets. He
yeah.
can be very divisive. Like he's a polarizing
But I
figure.
just don't think that's fair.
No, I mean, I love Olaf. I think he's adorable and I think he's sweet. And Josh Gad just seems like the nicest human, you
Oh my
know?
gosh. If you haven't, if you're as like one of our listeners and you have not seen Josh's
You're thinking the Disney Legend speech?
yes, the Disney Legend speech.
It's pretty awesome.
Anyways, we
No,
have,
I think
yeah, I mean,
Ursula.
all right, we'll go Ursula.
I think she's just iconic enough. She is one of the big baddie villains that people refer to a lot. I
People
think
do love
she
her.
could do it.
People do love her. All right. We've got number nine, Flynn Rider. Is this where it ends? Does Gaston, our number five seed, add some humans to his wall?
In my
Or does
opinion,
Mr. Flynn Rider deflect him with a frying pan?
I feel like you want Flynn Rider
I
here.
think Flynn's gonna win it.
But Gaston.
No, I'm with you. I think this is a tough one. Because the thing is, the things that people like about both of these characters,
Are very similar.
they're very similar, except one is a good guy and one's a bad guy. And I think the good guy's gonna win out.
Fine. I will give it to you. Flynn Rider.
I know Beauty and the Beast is your favorite. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's real up there. I
Which
literally have.
surprises me, because like I don't know actually which one is your favorite, Beauty and the
It's
Beast
Beauty and
or
the Beast.
yeah.
It's Beauty and the Beast. Because look, I got Belle right here. I got behind the microphone like a ginormous Belle picture here. I got so much Belle stuff, it's not even funny. Like, Beauty and the Beast really tops. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough, fair enough.
I feel like that
Well,
makes me biased, though. So, I mean, thanks for putting me in my place. I need
no, I'm just, every now
it.
and again it has to happen. Anyways, we have got number three Tiana going up against number seven Ursula.
I think Ursula.
You
Well,
think so?
yeah, no, she's an iconic baddie. I think
All
she, yeah. She's
right.
also got that longevity. Once again, sometimes the longevity works in your favor.
She so far is our first villain to make it to the Elite Eight.
Proud of her.
But is she going to make it all the way to the final four? Is she going to take down Flinigan Rider
Flinigan Rider. I love that. Hi,
or
Flynn
Eugene
Rider.
Fitzherbert for those that
Eugene.
I don't think
They're
so.
so different. You
I
think
don't think
Flynn would
so.
win?
I think Flynn's going to.
All right. He is very charismatic.
I think that charisma is going to take it down.
It's gonna take it down. All right. I will trust that opinion. I think, yeah. If it can't be Gaston, I'm happy with it being Flynn. It's
That's two
fine.
nine seeds making it all the way. You realize that to the final four.
That's crazy.
But I guess with that said, we have to go to our final bracket, our
Final one.
final division.
We did it.
We did. We are on our final division, the Magic Kingdom, not to be confused with the Animal Kingdom division that we just did. We have the Magic Kingdom. And we have the man, the mouse, the mouse, the man, the mouse, the myth, the legend, the number one overall seed in our character bracket, Mr. Mickey Mouse, against arguably someone that I don't think should have made the list. And I tried to make it such a cakewalk for Mickey to get past the first round. We have number 16, Sadness.
Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse.
I don't even want to freaking talk about this
No,
as
it's Mickey Mouse. It's
I'm
Mickey
not doing
Mouse.
it. I'm not doing it. I refuse
Nope.
to make any more comments. If you have an issue
Refusal.
with that, sorry.
Take it up with somebody else because it's not going to be us.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have our final duo going up against everyone's favorite sassy little fellow. We've got Jacques and Gus Gus against number 9, Cusco.
You know, I won't. It's going to be Cusco.
I think so
It
too.
it's going to be Cusco. I love Jacques and Gus Gus. They're adorable. It's Cusco.
I agree. I agree.
Once again, one of those underrated like movies that really have just gained a following over the years that people just really love, you know?
That's fair. That's fair. Well, what do we think about number 5, Aladdin, going up against number 12? Actually, I said Jacques and Gus was our last duo. They're not. This is our
Oh,
last
yeah.
duo. We have number 5, Aladdin, going up against number 12, Anastasia and Drizella.
Oh man. See, I think they're hysterical, but I do think Aladdin resonates with so many people. I think
I
he
did
would beat
too.
them out.
I
I
did
think he'd
too.
beat them out.
I agree.
But like not without the stepsisters trying, you know, but I just think Aladdin is, you know, it's Aladdin.
They'll try. But
They'll try.
who's Aladdin going to face in that round of 32? Is he going up against number 4, Anna, or number 13, Luca?
Anna.
Yeah, I know.
It's Anna. She's great. Love me some Anna.
I love Anna too. She's the better sister.
She is. I was about to say, okay, like everyone's like, oh, Elsa, Elsa, Elsa. I'm like, what about the one who saves everybody all the time? It's Anna.
What about the
Like,
one that actually cares about people and isn't just selfish?
literally, and isn't selfish and mean. Like, you like Elsa because Idina Menzel sings well. That's why you like Elsa. It has nothing to do with Elsa herself, it's just
I'm
her
with you.
songs.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Oh, drives me nuts.
I don't know. All right. We've got number 6, Lightning McQueen, up against number 11, Carl Fredrickson.
Oh, man. I mean, I think Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
Ka-chow.
Absolutely.
I just, he's such a mood.
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome. But is he as awesome as our number 3 seed, Donald Duck, going up against our number 14 seed, Maui?
That is such a random combination here. How
Donald and
interesting.
Maui.
Donald and Maui. I mean, I want to say Donald, but I feel like I don't
No,
know.
I think Donald's gonna really win this one. I
Right?
think
I would hope so.
Donald will take this home.
I would think Donald. I mean, Maui's nice and everything, but it's Donald Duck. Like, come on.
I know I've said this like 3 times, but this next matchup is the hardest round of.
Yeah, I will say you've said this like every single
I
round we've done.
have,
You're like,
I
no, this
have.
is the hardest one.
No, but like I'm not kidding. I don't know why I keep forgetting about this one, but we've got number 7 going up against number 10. And we have got two queens of sass.
Yeah.
We've got one that develops fashion for the superheroes. And we've got one that dedicates fashion to herself.
Yeah.
We've got number 7, Edna Mode, going up against number 10, Miss Piggy, our only Muppet.
I'm gonna say Edna Mode.
Yeah.
In my
Nobody
opinion, yeah.
actually likes Miss Piggy.
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably mostly just, oh, they love the Muppets, therefore they have to like Miss Piggy. And it's like, yeah, she's funny, but like, I'd rather hang out with Edna Mode, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, and we're going to be super quick with this one. Number 2 seed Ariel going up against number 15 Pascal. We're
It's
putting
Ariel.
Ariel. It is. It is.
There's no question here.
Yeah, already wrote it down.
Thank
Anyway,
you. I appreciate that.
what do we think about number one, Mickey, going up against number nine, Kuzco?
I want to say Mickey will win just because he's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I
You
agree.
know?
I agree.
Sorry, Kuzco. If you were up against anybody else, you'd have a better chance, but you
Yeah.
literally are going against the OG.
Yeah,
So
you know. Be a
you out.
more iconic movie from back in the day, even though I love Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, I love Emperor's New Groove. And I love the documentary about how they made it. It's great, but it's like, yeah, no. Against Mickey Mouse, there's just no way.
I'm with you. But up next, we've got number five, Aladdin versus number four, Anna. I think it's Aladdin.
I think it's Aladdin too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's iconic. And like Anna is too, but we just talked about how she's always overlooked for Elsa. So
Yep, I
what would
agree.
change now?
But you know, someone I don't think is overlooked? Mr. Ka-chow. Mr. Number Six, Lightning McQueen, going up against number three, Donald Duck.
I think it would be Donald Duck.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. I just think there's something about the originals,
All right,
you
all right,
know?
all right. We'll go Donald. We'll go Donald. I respect
Yeah.
that. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, they're both great characters.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. What do you think about number seven, Edna Mode, against number two, Ariel? I know
Oh,
this hurts you. This hurts you.
that hurts a lot because it's totally going to be Edna. I feel like people are
Yeah.
immediately going to be like, it's Edna. She's hysterical.
Which kind of stinks because, like, you have a side character in a movie beating up one of the
A
most
main.
famous princesses of all time.
That really hurts my heart. Oh, once again, people could prove me wrong here and I wouldn't be disappointed.
Hey, I'm with you though.
But like, I get it. I get it. Edna's hysterical. People just love her. They gravitate to her. I understand, but I don't.
I will say this. I think this is the toughest matchup
It, yeah.
for Mickey. We've got number one Mickey going up against number five Aladdin. People love Aladdin.
They love Aladdin, but Mickey Mouse is Mickey Mouse. Like, how far
Oh.
does being the mouse take you? You know?
I don't know if it takes him past this. I think it will.
I think it would.
I think so too.
I know you don't want it to, but
No,
like,
I actually, that's the problem, is I really do.
you do. I think he would. I think because he's Mickey Mouse, he would.
All right. Mickey's taking it. All right. Now we got, so Mickey's in the Elite Eight. Who is he going to face? Is he going to go against number three, Donald, or number seven, Edna? Same amount of
Donald or
sass. Edna's had a
Edna?
rough pass.
Oh
She's had a rough
man.
path against the sass.
Oh man. Because it
She's
would
got.
be iconic to see Donald and Mickey like head to head here.
I gotta go, Donald. I have to go,
Yeah,
Donald.
I have to go Donald here. Like, oh my gosh.
But who's gonna win, Mickey or Donald? I feel like people might actually pick Donald, but on
I feel
principle.
like they might pick Donald. He always writes number one in the autograph
He
book.
does. He
He's
does.
reminding you of who he is. I really feel like people would pick Donald almost ironically.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it
Because
does.
I will say this, and I know our listeners are going to appreciate this, and our older audiences. I older, like, you know, not the little kids is what I'm saying, but like, I still, to this day, and I tell people this at work all the time, and pretty much everybody knows what I do. I get butterflies and I get genuinely giddy meeting Mickey Mouse. To this
Oh,
day,
that's so sweet.
I love him so much.
Who doesn't? Mickey's
He's
great.
the best. I want to put Mickey so
Yes.
bad, but my dad's a Donald guy. My dad is a big Donald
See, you're
guy.
just repping your dad today,
Yeah.
giving some love to your papa. I'm like, yeah, it's Donald.
All
I'm
right.
sorry, bud. I'm sorry.
I know, it's all good. It's all good. Well, we have our final four.
We do.
We have got
Oh, man.
winning the Epcot bracket, we have Genie. Winning the Hollywood Studios bracket, we have Woody. Winning the Animal Kingdom bracket, we have Flynn Rider. And winning the Magic Kingdom bracket, we have Donald Duck.
That's crazy.
So we have got Epcot versus Magic Kingdom. We've got the number 9 seed in the Epcot bracket, Genie, going up against the number 3 seed, Donald Duck, to go to the Magic Championship. I don't even know what we're going to call it.
The Magic, the HPOE champs.
Yeah.
Oh man. Donald versus Genie?
I think Genie. I
I
think that'll
think
be the
Genie
one that, I
too.
think Genie takes that one down.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking Genie.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, he deserves it. Sorry,
Yeah.
Donald.
Yeah.
You out.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
No HPOE championships for you.
You're either number 3 or number 4. All right. And now to go to the other side of the championship to face Genie in the championship, the winner of our Hollywood Studios division, we have Woody versus the Animal Kingdom champion, Flynn Rider.
Flynn Rider. What do you think? Do you think Flynn would beat out Woody?
Don't think so.
I don't think he's charismatic enough. I think
I
the
don't think.
charisma runs out here.
I think Woody takes it.
So you think it would be Woody versus Genie?
I also think Buzz would have taken down this whole division. I think Woody had an easier path.
Yeah, he did. Buzz really got a. He got screwed.
What do you think? You think Flynn? Be
No,
honest. Be
no,
honest.
I think when it comes down to it, Flynn doesn't have the longevity yet that Toy
Woody
Story
does.
does. Yeah, I think Woody would beat him out.
All right. Oh, I hate it, but I love it because I get so excited. I really do. I turn into this little kid. Y'all can't see this. My face is beat red because
Literally beat red.
I just get so happy and so
He is a
excited about
tomato
this.
right now.
Okay. Are we going Genie? Are we going Woody for our
These are
HPOE
two
champion?
insanely iconic characters. I'm saying Genie.
Are you? I was thinking Woody.
I ha look, he's right behind me on my wall.
The only thing I'll say, I think Genie with Robin Williams
Yeah.
is the better character, but I think Toy Story is the more iconic movie.
Oh yeah, I think Toy Story is a more iconic film for sure, but I think the Genie is just such an outstanding character,
He
you
really
know?
is. He really
And he
is.
is the legacy for like children. Like when you think of like Robin Williams, the first thing you think
Yeah.
of is
Yeah.
Genie. And I think
No.
that really just
You're exactly
packs that
right. No,
punch,
you're exactly right. And I
you
will say
know?
this, I to honor Robin Williams and what he did for
Oh,
not only
yeah.
my childhood but for everyone's childhood, I'm going Genie.
Right? I mean, come on, give it to him. Congratulations, Genie. You won the HPOE
Genie, you
championship.
have won the HPOE championship.
He deserved it.
Oh, it's so much fun. I can't wait to see what everybody
I
votes.
know people are gonna freak. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to see how people vote in this. It's gonna be hard.
Oh, this is so cool.
I'll also be really happy if Genie wins. That would
Yeah.
be really cool. It'd be cool to see if our prediction comes true.
I love doing brackets. Oh, it's so much fun.
I love how happy you are. This is just
I just like
adorable.
I remember being like a little boy and filling out brackets with my dad and like my brother. And we're North Carolina fans. We're Tar Heel fans. I'm sorry if that offends anybody. But we got, and I wish this was in the social media era because we didn't really know how to do stuff, but I remember we filled one out in 09 and we got 4 wrong. We like did it on a newspaper.
Right.
We got 4 wrong in the entire tournament
Oh my
because
gosh.
if we picked one, they ended up losing in the next round.
Gotcha.
So it didn't hurt us that bad. But we really did. We only got like 4 wrong that entire tournament, and North Carolina won that national championship. And ever since then, see,
Oh,
that was 2009,
it got you hooked.
and it did. And I remember, growing up in South Carolina even. It wasn't as big, but if you, when I remember going to school in North Carolina, North Carolina is a basketball place. You've got North Carolina, Duke, NC State, Wake Forest, which Wake Forest and NC State used to be bigger than they are now, but I mean, it didn't matter. You went to school in North Carolina, you didn't really do that much schoolwork in March because because you remember teachers used to have TVs in their rooms and all
Yes,
that.
they did. Yeah.
They would be playing that.
That's
We'd
hysterical.
be sitting there watching the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament. And
Oh my
especially if North
gosh.
Carolina was on, the teacher would hand you a worksheet and you'd just be watching that.
Oh my gosh.
I
I wish
remember.
they did that in Jersey. Are you
Oh my
kidding?
gosh. It's huge in North
No
Carolina.
breaks. No breaks here. I mean, we have March Madness here. It's not the same. It's not the same for sure. That's crazy.
Well, anyway,
This has been fun.
thank you so much, Mel.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I could be here, help you with your quest for March Madness.
Y'all have no idea. It is to, okay. This episode releases Friday, which this is when you are all listening to it. But I want you to know how great Mel is.
Oh.
It just turned Thursday. It is 1:42 in the morning. And she is going to have this out to all of y'all. Like, that is how dedicated she is to all of you, and just how
Oh.
much she cares about all of you, and how much we all care about all of you, is that we are willing to
Yeah.
stay up late to make this happen.
Yeah.
And just how much we love doing this for y'all, and how much we love being able just to get together for us.
It's fun.
But yeah, so, you know, happy
I
March Madness,
appreciate
everybody.
you.
Oh,
Oh,
come on.
you're great. Stop
Whatever.
it.
All right.
Buttering me up. No, this has been really fun. Sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to tell
No,
you you're
you're
great.
fine. Thank you. But
But no, yeah.
yeah, so we have our list. We're gonna send out more details. So please do not worry if you feel a little lost in the dark this Friday after listening to the episode. We'll have more stuff out for you tomorrow,
Yes.
Saturday, and then like I said, Sunday, the plan, right at 6:30. That's the time we have tentatively, and I'm going to repeat that
Tentatively.
again, tentatively,
Tentatively.
that we're going to have it out and open and ready for y'all to start signing up. So that way you've got several days to get signed up, make your bracket, all that. And don't forget, we got some cool prizes. It's a lot of fun. Make sure you vote, all that. And this is, you know,
It's gonna
I still always say this is not goodbye. It's see you real soon. And
be
we appreciate you, and we will talk to you all later.
fun. Bye, everybody.
Later.